Hello, man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God. Has anybody ever heard that scripture before?
Yeah.
Have faith in God. Oh, let me tell you something. Every time you lay your head down to sleep in this area, every time you go to a new shelter, every time you get yourself into a new area, you've got to have faith, right? Now, we all know what can happen in a matter of moments in some places, right? It takes faith to be able to mingle with certain people. Amen. But you know what? I'm going to talk about faith today. And I'm going to open up with a word, Mark 11, starting at Mark 11, verse 22 for 24. Verse 22 through 24. And Jesus said to them, "Have faith in God, for surely I have said to you, whosoever says to the mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Amen?
Amen.
"And whenever you stand praying," listen to this, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." You know, we have to stop there just for a second. You see, you just heard one of the keys of the kingdom. Faith can be stopped by unforgiveness of other people in your life. You can have faith for a lot of things. You can reach out to a lot of people and believe for things. All right? But unforgiveness in your heart, you stop faith. Amen? That's true, man. All right, if we go to Hebrews real quick. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 11, starting at verse 1. "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abram offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, though with he obeyed through obedience, witness that he was righteous. God's got to testify of his gifts, even though he had been dead, still it speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Hang with me, gentlemen. Verse 6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please God." Him. Who's him? God. "For he who comes to God must believe that he is." And I'm going, he is. "And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." You know what? When I hear that, see that word, he is? He is. Who is? He is what?
Everything.
He is what?
Everything.
Everything. What is everything? What are the names of God?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yeshua.
El Shaddai.
What?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. That's a good one. Elohim. Jehovah, our provider. Jehovah, our healer. Jehovah, our banner. Jehovah, our provider. He is. But it takes faith to reach in and to understand this every day. By faith, we live day by day. Amen? By faith. "For he is who he is. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Amen? You know what? James 2, starting at verse 15. "If a brother or sister is naked and distressed of daily food, and one of you says to him, depart in peace, be warm and filled, but you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Those also faith by itself, if it does not know works, is dead, or does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith with by my works. You have believed that there is one God. You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? You know, we had a testimony today of this gentleman back here. What he did was, is he took some money. He saw somebody in need. He used his faith. He gave it to someone to help them out, right? Anyone ever helped anybody out before?
Amen.
All right, amen. I know we're not braggarts, all right? But he used his faith. He used his faith. And God rewarded his faith. You know, when you use your faith, sometimes you receive 30, 60, 100 fold. Some of you have heard this before. But it comes in many different ways. It doesn't always come with just money. It doesn't come with showering gold upon you. It comes in many different ways. Some of you need a place to stay. Amen?
Amen.
Some of you in belief right now for a place to go, for a home. Some of you in belief for a car, for your license, for your identity. Satan has stole your identity at one point in your life. And by faith, you're going to get it back. You got to be able to reach out and take it. If I had a dollar bill like this, if I had a dollar bill right here, and I held it out, I said, sir, come here, sir. Can I use you as an example? If I had this gentleman right here and I held this dollar bill, sir, I have this dollar bill, reach out and take it. You see the process? Do you see the process of faith? He reached out and he took it. He possessed it. It's his. That dollar is yours, sir. By faith, we move mountains. By faith, we change the world. By faith, you change your own destiny. Satan has a destiny for you. You know what it is? Your destruction. The road is wide for destruction, but narrow and difficult is the road of righteousness. God has a destiny for you, a road of righteousness, but you got to take it by faith. You live by faith every day. I was thinking about this before I started talking, before I started this sermon today. Some of you guys, when you wake up, you're living by faith because you're awake. There are places you have tread that some people in the city, well, they will not go. But you do it by faith because you have to get to the other side. Amen? You should be faith giants. We should be looking at your example. Because every day you say, I'm going to get a place. I'm going to get a car. I'm going to get my identity back. I'm going to whip this disease. I'm going to come against this addiction. I'm a winner. I'm going to make it, man. I'm going to come out of this place. Amen? You're a faith man, and I declare it so. Amen? You can change your world and your destiny. You can do it with a penny. You can do it with a pencil. You can do it with a kind word to a brother. Amen?
Amen?
Faith knows no racial boundaries. It doesn't treat a black man different from a white man. It doesn't treat a yellow man different from a red man. He treats everybody the same. He says, I have no preference. God says, I do not have preference over anyone. I treat you the same. You know, the Hindus are a very unusual group of people. You know what they believe? They believe that Christianity is the God of the lesser, of the poor. That's it. It's not the God for the rich, not the God for the middle class. It's only a God for the poor. And the reason why they shun Christianity is because some of them are rich and they think they're going to lose everything if they become believers. What a lie from hell. What a lie from hell, man. Let me ask you a question. If you're on the bottom, which way you have to go up?
Up.
It takes faith to go up, doesn't it? Amen?
Amen?
All of you are on your way up, not on your way down. We understand what down is, but now we're going to go up. Because that's the only place that God wants you, is up. Not all of you are going to be driving Cadillacs. Not all of you are going to be living in million-dollar homes. Not all of you are going to have $300 pair of pants on. But you will fulfill your destiny, and God will provide. Amen? Don't let the things of the world distract you. Faith was not created just to obtain the things of the world. Faith was to change the world. To change the world. You can change your own world through faith. So it's time to raise yourself up. It is time to lay down those feelings towards people. Animosity of unforgiveness. People have hurt you. People have looked down on you. That's your problem. It's not yours. Amen? You forgive them and let them go. Because God's got a destiny for you. You just got to reach out like this man did. He reached out and he took it. Amen. Brent, I need you, sir. I'm going to show you a small example of what faith is. Brent, I'm going to ask you a question, sir. All right? Do you see this chair?
I do. Yes.
Do you believe this chair can hold you up if you sit in it?
Yes.
Do you have faith in this chair?
Yes.
I want you to stand right here in front of this chair. Don't turn that chair. Now, Brent, you still believe that chair can hold you up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You still believe that chair is there?
Yes.
But in the position that chair is right now, there's no way you can sit down, is there?
No.
So it's not going to hold you, is it?
Well, unless I sit on the top of it, no.
Okay. So, through obedience, through the instruction, if I tell you to reach back and turn that chair around, you can sit in it, right?
That's correct.
Go ahead and reach back there and turn that chair around. Now have a seat. Now you're probably wondering, what's this crazy minister doing? We all know it's a chair. We all know he can sit in it. So why did he have to turn it around? I'll tell you why. What was the scripture I read to you? Faith without works is dead. Right? The possession of the chair was his. The use of that chair was his. But he had by works to reach around and turn it around to use it. Amen? This gentleman, by his works, obtained a testimony for himself today and received a reward for it. $50. You understand? Faith without works is dead. What did the scripture say? What did it say? Show me. I'll show you my faith, or you show me your faith, and I'll show you my works. I can only see where your faith is by what you do. Okay? But there's also good news. There's more good news. I'm ready to wrap this up very quickly. All right? In my mind, I know what you guys need, okay? The tickets, all right? I know it's coming. Be patient with me. Here we go. The gift of faith is free. It is the only way you can receive Christ. He first knew you before you knew Him. He first loved you before you could even possibly love Him. Do you know that?
Amen.
The gift of faith is free. It is the one thing that does not require works. But you also have to, like this man, reach out and take it. Some of you are so angry today, okay, of what's happened in the past 24 hours. You wonder, God, do you even care about me? God, do you understand where I am? God, do you not know? Do you think ministers don't go through that? You think we go through life just riding a little bicycle in the park and smelling roses? It don't happen that way, man. We face the same issues you face every single day. And every single day, I have an opportunity to sin. Every single day, I have an opportunity to bless. Every single day, I have an opportunity to use my faith. Every single day, I have an opportunity to forgive. I choose to forgive.